Well done. Let's take our Bibles, please, and go to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 13 this morning. Matthew chapter 13. Late last year, I began a series on the parables of our Lord, and I'm realizing that some of the parables are very short. Some are not so short. So justice will not prevail if I in preaching some of the longer parables on a Wednesday evening when I only have 15 minutes. So you'll find from time to time some of the longer parables we will address during the Sunday services. Matthew chapter 13, the third verse, we'll read down to verse number 9, please. This is a famous parable known as the parable of the sower and the seed. My favourite parable, and probably the most well-known parable outside of the parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the prodigal son. I would say that the parable of the sower and the seed is well-known as well. Third verse reads, "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, when they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had not roots, they withered away. And some fell amongst thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. And other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we're mindful that we are, yes, sinners saved by your grace and by your grace alone. And I ask and pray if there are some present this morning that do not have that assurance of salvation, I pray that this will be the day of their conversion. And Lord, for those of us that are Christians this morning, I pray that you would build us up, that we might serve you more effectively. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. As our Lord sat in a boat off the shores of the Sea of Galilee, the Bible teaches us in verses 1 and 2 that the multitudes gathered and stood listening to his words. This was customary for the teacher to sit, while those listening to stand out of respect and honour. I think that's a good idea. This is the first in a series of parables here in Matthew chapter 13. It's one of eight parables mentioned within this chapter. It is the first because it deals with the issue of the heart. It's been well said, the heart of the issue is an issue of the heart. In Proverbs 4:23, the Bible teaches us that we are to keep our hearts with all diligence. As our Lord introduces this parable in verse number 9, he said, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Our potential to listen, our potential to hear and comprehend the Word of God stems back to the condition of our heart. This parable is also outlined in the Gospel of Mark and also in the Gospel of Luke. And we'll find as we refer back to these passages as well that the soil that our Lord Jesus refers to within this parable upon which the seed was planted represents the heart of man. So our listening, our ability to comprehend and hear and understand the Word of God is very closely determined by the condition of the soil of our hearts. So our Lord's charge is within this context. Our response to the Word of God that we hear audibly, is determined by the condition of our heart. So rightfully my sermon this morning is titled, It's All About the Heart. It's all about the heart. Our Lord's first parable was about a farmer who went into his field and planted seed. And this was simply done by storing the seed in a pouch. And then by hand walking through his field, just scattering the seed manually. Just taking a walkabout and just walking around, just throwing out the seed into his field. That was the most common means by which seed was sown within the biblical setting. The seed remains the same. And it's important that we bear in mind, as the Lord Jesus teaches us concerning the seed is always the same, but the seed falls on four different types of surfaces. And there from verses 4 to 8, those four surfaces, those four types of soils are laid out. In verse number 4, the Lord Jesus said that some seed fell by the wayside. The wayside was a pathway, and throughout a man's field there were pathways. A pathway around the outside of the field, for example. And then there would be pathways throughout the field. And these were often known as the wayside. So some seed fell upon the pathway. And the birds ate this seed because it rested on hard surface upon which people walked. So that is seed that fell by the wayside. And then our Lord went on to say in verse number 5 that some seed fell upon soil that was full of rocks, stony ground. The seed that rested upon this type of soil sprouted, but because of the rocks underneath the soil, there was little root depth or development. And therefore, in the heat of the day, these small plants just withered away because the roots were very shallow. The roots were hindered by the rocks under the surface. And then our Lord went on to teach concerning seed that fell amongst thorns, there in verse number 7. Thorny soil, soil full of weeds. These seed sprouts were overtaken by weeds and even choked and couldn't develop. I tried to pull out a weed only yesterday afternoon, and I could not pull this little thing out on my own. I kid you not. I grabbed it, thinking I was Samson, and grabbed this thing, and I tried to pull on it, and I couldn't pull it out. So I had to get my shovel and dig it out. And within a minute, of course, I managed to get that weed out. But as I pulled it out and gave it a good shake, by the way, it was meant to be here this morning, but I left it at home, there were all of these roots everywhere. No wonder it was a struggle to pull out. So the Lord Jesus makes reference to this seed that fell amongst weeds, and the weeds took over and choked the growth and eventually killed these seed sprouts. And then the Lord Jesus said that some seed fell upon good ground in verse number 8. Good ground in reference to soft, rich soil without any obstructions. Soil free of rocks and soil free of weeds, thorns, thistles. And seed that fell into this lush soil in time produced a harvest. And our Lord uses the analogy, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And by that he simply meant for every seed that was sown, it produced 100 other seeds, so to speak. Or 60 other seeds. Or 30 other seeds. It was like they sowed one seed, and because of the great harvest, it was just like the farmer had 100 seeds for that one seed that was planted, and so on. So the Lord Jesus gives us some very good dividends, some very good return on seed that fell upon good soil. Soil with no weeds and soil without rocks hidden underneath. And then the parable goes on to read in verse number 10, the disciples ask the question, why are you addressing us with these parables? Why speakest thou unto them in parables? These parables, our Lord Jesus went on to say from verses 11 to verse 17, these parables are for those that are teachable, those that are willing to learn. They will glean truth, said the Lord Jesus in essence. But for those that have no desire to know truth, then truth will be hidden from these individuals. Now that's a profound thought. So our Lord used these parables to separate those that really want to learn and those that really have no interest in learning. That's why the Lord Jesus said, I'm teaching you by parables. And of course, the Lord Jesus is referring to the religious leaders of that day. And many of the staunch Israelites that would not receive him as their Messiah. And the Lord Jesus said, I'm teaching you in parables so that those that want to learn will have understanding of truth, and those that really have no desire to know truth, then truth will be hidden from them and will continue to be a mystery. That's verses 11 to 17. Now as we move on down, please, to verse 18. Our Lord Jesus goes on and he gives us the meaning of this parable. The spiritual application, in other words. Look at verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now we are privileged within this parable in that our Lord gives us an explanation, gives us the interpretation. Now in some of our Lord's parables, the interpretation is not so clearly spelled out. But within this parable, our Lord gives us the interpretation. So therefore, there is no speculation necessary. It's very clear, it's very obvious what our Lord meant by the giving of this parable concerning the sower and the seed. Look at verse number 19, please. The Bible reads, when one heareth the word of the kingdom, so he defines the seed as the word of God, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. So our Lord here in verse number 19, in defining what he was trying to teach and convey by the seed that fell by the wayside, the pathway, the hardened soil, he tells us this first reference is in reference to the unbeliever. The unbeliever that remains in unbelief because of a hardened heart. And this individual will not allow the Word of God into the soil of their heart. So therefore the Word of God is communicated, but the Word rests upon the surface. the hardened soil. And Satan comes along and he snatches that seed away. So this first soil is in reference to a person without Jesus Christ as Saviour. And they continue to be in unbelief because their heart is hard. It's like the pathway through a field. And therefore the seed cannot penetrate the soil. That seed remains on the surface, and therefore the fowls of the air, scavenging, come and snatch that seed away. I'd like to think with a grateful spirit. Is your heart this morning hardened to eternal matters? My friend, you cannot have understanding. The understanding of truth. If this reflects the condition of your heart this morning, if your heart is hard and you have no interest in digesting, making the Word of God a part of your life, then you are like the wayside hearer. The Word of God rests upon the surface of your life, and rest assured, Satan will come, that dirty, mean fowl himself, and he will snatch the seed. Why? Because your heart is hardened. The devil is having a field day because of countless people that have hardened their hearts to the seed of the Word of God. In Exodus chapter 8 verse 32, the Bible reads, "And Pharaoh hardened his heart." So it is possible for you and I to have a hardened heart. We are not created with a hardened heart. We develop a hardened heart. In Daniel chapter 5 verse 20, the Bible reads, "And when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride." A heart becomes hardened because of pride, the Bible teaches us. And then in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." So pride hardens the heart. Sin hardens the heart. Are you listening to me this morning? Pride, sin hardens the heart. And the Lord Jesus said the first type of hearer is this one that hears the Word of God, but because they have a hardened heart, they will not understand the Word of God because their heart is hardened by sin, their heart is hardened by pride, and therefore the devil will come along and snatch that Word of God from them, and they will not be saved. Please go to Luke chapter 8, please, verse 12 for a moment. Luke chapter 8 verse 12. This is another reference to the parable of the sower and the seed. And note the further detail that Luke gives us concerning the interpretation of this parable. Luke chapter 8 verse 12. "Those by the wayside are they that hear." They hear. They hear audibly, but they will not hear with their heart because their hearts are hard. "Then cometh the devil, and note this, and taketh away the word out of their heart," or the word that is resting upon their heart, "lest they should believe and be," let's say it together, "saved." Have I convinced you? So the wayside hearer is in reference to that individual that hears the word of truth. And my friend, you might be that individual this morning. And you continue to remain in unbelief because there is a hardness within your heart. It could be pride. It could be sin. Sin and pride might be the reasons why your heart is hard. And my friend, You and I need to choose to have a soft heart to the things of God. And let me ask you this morning, does this soil, the wayside soil, describe your heart at this moment? I'd like to encourage you, my friend, to allow the Word of God to soften your heart this morning. Even God's people can have hardened hearts, by the way. Their hearts can be hardened because of pride. Their hearts can be hardened because of sin. But the specific application here is obviously in reference to the unbeliever, lest they believe and be saved. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 13, please. Let's note the second soil, the stony soil. And note there in verse number 20 and 21, our Lord gives two verses worth of information to interpret this particular response to the Word of God. Note verses 20 and 21, please. But he that received the seed into stony places, rocky soil, soil full of rocks and stones, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receive it. This is in reference to a believer that receives the word of God with joy. The stony ground here is in reference to an unbeliever. Now he's referring to a believer, one that receives the word with joy. But let's read on verse 11. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. This Christian continues for a while. But when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. The second soil describes a believer that has obstacles. The rocks is in reference to obstacles. The wayside hearer is the hardened heart. The stony ground hearer, listen to me, is the believer that has rocks in their heart. There are obstacles within their heart. And therefore he or she lacks depth, maturity. And as a result, they wither in the heat of the day, during times of difficulties. So this Christian doesn't have roots firmly grounded in the Word of God. They look right from the outside, they experience a measure of joy, they continue for a little time, but over time, because this Christian is not grounded in the Word of God, there are obstacles within the life of this believer. This Christian is not grounded in the Word of God when the heat's turned up, so to speak. And that sun continues to blaze down upon them. And as they find that they are going through difficulty because they do not have roots that are firmly grounded in the soil of the Word of God, this believer just withers away. Let's go back to Luke chapter 8, please, and let's see what Dr. Luke had to say about this passage of Scripture. Let's just make sure that we interpret correctly the Word of God. Listen to me. The best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. Let me say it one more time. The best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. Now, our Lord, here in Luke chapter 8, verse 13, they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in the time of temptations or trials fall away. See? So this particular hearer, this heart that our Lord is referring to, is that individual that has received the truth of the Word of God. This person is a Christian. But because this Christian has all these rocks under the surface, and therefore they're not developing, they don't have a strong root system, so therefore, for a time, they sprout up very quickly because of the heat of the day, penetrates the rocks underneath, and therefore those rocks hold heat. So therefore, the little seeds sprout very quickly. But even though they sprout quickly and they look so nice, the roots are not developing because there are all of these rocks under the soil. And the truth is known over time when the sun continues to intensify its warmth, and eventually, because the roots have not developed, that plant just withers away. If you go back to Matthew chapter 13, I'd like for us to note the end of verse 21. Note this little phrase, by and by, he is offended. Let's say it together. Offended. Let's say it together. Offended. Our Lord Jesus said, there will be offenses in this world. Yet your measure of maturity will determine whether you fall away or press on. And our Lord Jesus is teaching us, listen to me very carefully, the stony ground hearer is this believer that looks good on the outside, even has a nice Christian smile, and gives evidence of the joy of the Lord. But on a very, very, very warm day and a summer season, the true depth of that believer is evident. See, they look okay on the outside, but yet their roots are not firmly entrenched in the Word of God. There's no maturity. They say the right things, they look the part, they're in church, but really, if the truth be known, they're not awfully mature spiritually. And this is evident ultimately when testings come, when the heat's up, so to speak, when God chooses in His providence to turn up the heat. And one of the greatest means by which many of God's people fall away is that they become victims of offenses. Are you listening to me? This is very, very important. Many of God's people will not be in church any more than 2 years because they get offended. And they don't have the maturity to handle that offense. So they run from place to place, and guess what happens? They get offended in one place, they go to the next place, they get offended again. Then they go to the next place, they get offended again. The issue is not nasty people. Nasty people are everywhere. The issue is they don't have the maturity, they're not mature in the faith. Are you listening to me this morning? This is very, very important. My Lord Jesus said, some will wither away because of offenses. Psalm 119 verse 165, the Bible reads, great peace of those that love thy law, nothing shall offend them. Your capacity to handle an offense is a reflection of your maturity. Yes, it is. Say amen. It's true. You are as mature to the level you can handle somebody offending you. Yes, you are. If you're crying out from the rooftop time and time again within your heart, I find that offensive. He offended me. Well, congratulations. You're just revealing how mature you are. You need to grow up. Amen. I'm not having a go at you. I'm really your friend.
But I'm saying if you're easily offended, grow up. You need to grow up. Yes, you do. You've got some maturity to address. And let me share with you, according to our Lord's words, the reason why we are not maturing is much because there are rocks within our hearts that are hindering growth. There are obstacles there that are hindering that root system developing and being entrenched in the soil. So therefore your Christian experience is a surface experience because you've got all these obstacles beneath. Let me ask you this morning, what's hindering you from being grounded in Christ? I'd like to encourage you to be committed to discipleship. The importance of being in the house of God where you will be taught the Word of God. The importance of being involved in ministries such as the Life States ministry where you are taught the Word of God. The importance of being discipled one-on-one and being involved in our discipleship program is absolutely so vital to your perseverance in the Christian life. So I believe we need to do everything we can to grow in maturity, but at the same time, lest you and I remove those rocks under the soil of our hearts, those roots can only develop so far. And that's the problem. And the Lord Jesus said, some of you will fall away in the heat of the day because of offenses. It could be other things. Let me ask you this morning, what obstacles are there in your life? Rocks that are standing in the way of you and I developing deep roots spiritually. This is the stony ground hearer. So this second soil describes a believer that has all of these obstacles within their heart. Therefore they lack maturity. They look good, they smell good, and they carry the right Bible, and they dress well, and they're in the right church, Metropolitan Baptist Church, God's church. They're in church the right time, Sunday morning, on a beautiful sunny morning where they could have been at the beach, but thank God you're not at the beach, you're in church. But even though you're not at the beach, you're in church and you look good and you smile good and you hold the right Bible and you smell right, there's a little depth. My friend, I love you and I'm warning you. Reason being is there's some rocks in your heart. And if you won't deal with those rocks, those obstacles, there will not be depth of maturity in your life. It'll all be surface growth. And mark my words, God will turn the heat on and up and up and up. And because you don't have depth of maturity, you won't last. Let's move on. You're getting awfully quiet. The third soil. Are we still friends? Let's move along. I'd like to be done by 12 o'clock. Okay? This is a very, very important lesson. Back in Matthew chapter 13, please, note verse number 22. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke. Strangle the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Now the difference between the stony ground hearer is that this particular immature Christian eventually fades away. They leave the church and they fade away. They backslide. The difference between the stony ground hearer and the thorny ground hearer is that the thorny ground hearer stays in church. But they're unfruitful. They're not productive. That's the difference, see? Now let's know what's choking the spiritual life from this particular Christian. Well, the Bible teaches us here in verse number 22 that it's the cares of this world, genuine concerns, are choking the effect of this believer, and therefore this believer is unfruitful. Genuine cares like financial cares or family cares or work-related cares. But these cares are in control, so to speak, just like weeds like to take control. Have you noticed that? Of any garden, weeds are all the same. They like to appear and they like to remain. They no longer like to, they not only like to remain, they like to take control. They don't say enough's enough. This'll do. We've invaded your garden. We won't invade anymore. No, they just continue to invade, do they not? They continue to grow. They continue to sprout up. They are dominating and they care little for the well-being of the original plant within that garden. Have no regard. Have no regard for you. Have no regard for me that has to address them and confront them time and time again. But yet they are so persistent, they know that eventually you and I get tired of pulling out weeds. And they know that they are persistent, they know that they are determined, and they know that, you might pull me out, pal, but I'm going to arise again somewhere else. That's weeds. Nasty things. And it's all Adam's fault. Is it not? It's all Adam's fault. Yes, Eve had a part in it, but it's all Adam's fault. Primarily. That's weeds. And some of God's people are not fruitful Christians because they're allowing the cares of this world to entangle them. Genuine cares. As opposed to casting our cares upon Him who cared for us. Quickly, let's go to Luke chapter 8, please. Once again, I'm almost there. Luke chapter 8, verse 14. Luke gives us some further insight concerning this particular hearer. Luke 8, 14. And are choked with cares and riches and note and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection or maturity. This believer does not mature. They are not fruitful. Now also go to the book of Mark, please. The Gospel of Mark. Chapter 4, verse 19. Quickly. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things. Did you get that? The lusts of other things. Enter in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So as we compare the reference there in the Gospel of Mark, and we compare also the reference there in the book of Luke to the passage in Matthew, we see that the choking effect that takes place within the life of the believer is due to being overly concerned with the things of this present world, being overly concerned with riches, being overly concerned with pleasure, and also being lured by the lusts of this world. This type of Christian is in church. It might be you this morning. There's bound to be a thorny ground hearer this morning. I'd say there's probably a couple of you. But you're not growing. You're in church, but you're not growing. Because you're overly consumed with the world, the values of the world, the pleasure of the world, the lusts of this world. In Psalm 62 verse 10, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. For the love of money is the root of all evil, while some covet it after. They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Weeds choke the seed by being allowed to coexist And some of us are allowing weeds within our hearts. We're allowing them to coexist. But let me encourage you this morning, listen to me, pour it out! Pour it out! Because it's going to overtake, it's going to choke you spiritually. And last but not least, there in Matthew chapter 13, our Lord concludes on a positive note. Matthew chapter 14 verse 23, but he that receiveth the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. The fourth soil describes the soft, fertile soil, free of rocks, free of weeds. The seed sown in this soil produces fruit. In Luke chapter 8 verse 15, the Bible makes reference to this individual being likened to one that keeps the word. In other words, obeys the word. This hearer not only listens to the word of God, desires to understand the word of God, and this believer is obedient to the word of God. This believer is a fruitful believer. And note the variance in the produce, some a hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. It's all good return. It's all excellent return. In fact, I've been told from my reading of a farmer could achieve tenfold return, tenfold, every seed, 10 seeds, that was excellent return. So our Lord is referring to well above average return spiritually upon your life, upon my life, provided our hearts are free of obstacles and free of weeds. A great return. My friend, the seed is the same that falls on the different kinds of soils. But the result of the seed rested in the condition of the heart. The soil represents the heart. The hardened heart, the wayside hearer. The heart full of obstacles, the stony ground hearer. The heart full of weeds, the thorny ground hearer. Or the fertile heart, the soft soil, soil free of obstacles, soil free of weeds, just good soil. It was C.H. Spurgeon who said, the four soils, listen to me, picture four classes of hearers that are to be found in any congregation. Where are you at this morning? Is your heart hardened? Is your heart full of rocks? Let me warn you, if your heart's hardened, it'll prevent you from getting saved. Is your heart full of rocks? Let me warn you, you won't last. In time, you'll wither away. Is your heart full of weeds? Well, you won't grow. You might be in church in body, but you're just not growing. But I'd like to think that all of us are pursuing a heart that is likened to good soil. Free of rocks and free of weeds, and therefore our heart is fertile, our heart is free of obstacles. So therefore that seed can take root and develop a healthy root system, and it can grow and produce fruit well above average. That's where I want to be. What about you? Is that where you want to be? Talk to me. Is that where you want to be? Okay then, some of us need to pull out some rocks. And some of us need to deal with some weeds. And like I tried yesterday, I tried to grab that weed with one hand. I went, wouldn't come. It was only this high. There wasn't much to it. I couldn't pull it out. So I grabbed it with both hands. I couldn't pull it out. So I had to call for reinforcements. That little spade. So I dug and I dug around this thing and I literally had to work all my way around. Eventually, I pulled it out. And boy, you should have seen the roots on this thing. There were more roots than plants. But see, I was determined that weed has to get out for the sake of this illustration, but I forgot it at home anyway. I was determined to get that weed out. And my friend, you need to be determined to get the weeds out of your life, because you will not grow. You might be in church, you'll look good, you'll smell good, but you just won't grow. Some of us need to get rid of some rocks. As long as you've got rocks in your heart, you're not going to mature. Listen to me, and eventually somebody will offend you. Yes, they will. And you'll have a little pity party and cry and look for sympathy. And you might be surprised, there'll be very few that'll give you sympathy. So you'll just totter off and go somewhere else looking for sympathy. But because you've still got those rocks in your heart, somebody else will offend you. Then you'll get upset once again and off you march and off you go to the next port of call. Christendom is full of these people. Don't be the next one. Maybe you've come to us because somebody's offended you. Well, I guess I just offended you, didn't I? Let's dig those rocks out. Let's deal with them, because offences will come. That's just life in the big city. But it's those rocks in your heart, it's those rocks in my heart that are hindering growth and therefore causing us not to have the ability to deal with those offences. And therefore we wither away. And that's not what I want for you. Let's bow for prayer.